Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Guys, I think I found something interesting here. Rico, you have ended college football, but you have created something else. I have seven matchups that have never happened before in college football that will happen for the very first time this season.
So fun.
Ah.
Just don't tell Mike.
So fun. Let's see if you like it. South Carolina will visit Oklahoma. This is their first ever meeting Saturday, October 19th. You surprised they've never met before?
Yeah, it always,
not in a bowl game.
It always intrigues me when like two major teams, like they've never, you mean even like going back to the early days of football, they just, so yes, it's, I always find it funny when you see this is the first time they've ever played. So yes, I like the fact that going to the SEC, it's your first time. Where's the game at?
It is at Oklahoma.
Okay.
I'd prefer if Texas and Oklahoma stayed in the Big 12 and did Big 12 things.
Next up on the list, two basketball blue bloods. September 14th, they will meet for the very first time, Indiana at UCLA.
Oh, come on. Who asked for that? It's not an assembly hall, David. There'll be 17 people there.
Never played in the Rose Bowl?
Indiana?
Rose Bowl on non-Rose Bowl days. There are more people in this office. Okay? There the sales is. Side of the building is more crowded on a Friday. Here's a hint. It's empty.
There is. Honestly, I feel bad for UCLA whenever they have a home game because the visitors, especially if it's like in November, you're going to take that trip. You're going out to L.A. It's sunny. It's warmer. But, hey, David, I'm here for you.
Next on the list, on September 28th, for the very first time, Florida State will travel to SMU.
Again, who asked for this? There's a reason they don't play each other.
Now, see, this is one that I thought, like, back in the SMU's heyday of the Pony Express.
They're in the heyday. Rhett Lashley ain't playing.
Back when SMU was really good.
Preston Stone.
When you had, the Pony Express.
They're really good now.
Back when they were ranked in the top five.
Okay, you got me.
I thought that they would have at least played Florida State because in a bowl game or something at that point. So this one is shocking.
This one I kind of like.
See, thank you, Mike. Thank you. They're now in the Power Four ACC matchup.
Nothing says Atlantic Coast Conference like a team from Dallas, Texas.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
Well, let's go cross country with this one. Two teams, one on the west side of the country, one on the east side of the country. They will face each other for the very first time on Friday, September 20th. The old, new ACC matchup of Stanford at Syracuse.
Nobody, and I mean nobody, walks into the Carrier Dome thinking they're going to win a game.
I don't even think Tirico cares about that game. Stanford and Syracuse. Why? Nice sport, Rico.
Because the ACC has now includes
Atlantic Coast Conference.
Here's the beauty of it. Your cable package has a ton of channels. Don't watch. All right, go ahead.
What channel would they have the audacity to put that game on?
WB.
No. That's the TV deal?
I think it will be actually like CW or something like that.
Okay. So JW Frog into Syracuse and Stanford.
Wayne Brothers into
reruns of In Living Color into Syracuse and Stanford.
Right.
What's even funnier is this is how Stanford opens up ACC play. They travel all the way across the country.
Oh, don't they travel to Hawaii to start the year?
I believe so. Oh. So you're right. Hawaii, Stanford, home, practice.
Hey, they put the student in student athlete.
Bro, they got a private jet. They'll be okay.
Does Stanford really have that?
A jet?
They have Cardinal One?
Yeah.
For that poverty-ass program.
Tiger Woods is probably playing for it.
Tiger Woods wrote him a check for that, I'm sure.
Alone, he's good. He's good for it. As long as there's no pancake waitresses.
Stanford tree. Go ahead.
Did you just make a Perkins waitress blast?
He did.
Did I? Jesus, was that me?
You're better than that.
Oh, okay. Well, they're going to need a plane because on November 9th, Maryland will travel to Oregon. Which actually should be a good jersey matchup when you think about it, color-wise.
You know what? You're right. You're right.
Nothing says prideful, hard-nosed Midwest football like Maryland and Oregon.
Nothing screams Big Ten more like this matchup right here.
So is there any world that you just may like this?
No, not crap like that.
So you're just going to automatically hate it no matter what. Hey, Mike, it was a great game. I know. Don't make me like this. I hate it. It was change. Leave me alone.
It's a lot like Kenny's viewpoint on minority jobs.
Yes, David. It will be interesting to see the uniform combination because of those.
It's going to be great.
No, after Oregon, I'm not listening to you.
After Oregon wins by 60, and Rico's like, listen, Loxley's going to get it together.
Upset of the year.
You're out of your mind.
I'm calling it now.
That may be the only game, Rico, where I'm looking forward to seeing the Maryland flag just because of the contrast
over
of colors.
What? The coffin that Dan Lanning puts them in? Just drape it nicely.
Let's move on to another great.
I like turtles. You're that kid. I'm not convinced that's not you in that video.
Another great future Big Ten matchup.
Can you cut his mic off, please?
This will be a Friday night matchup on October 25th.
Oh, I can't wait.
It will be a back and forth affair in future games to come. Rutgers at USC.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Sure. Trojans versus the Scarlet Knights.
Yes.
New York
Battle
versus
of the mascots.
Yes.
New York, LA, Big Ten.
Yeah.
I can't see wait. It now. West Coast, East Coast.
Yeah, get Magic Johnson, Jalen Brunson at the game. Yeah, I could see this happening.
This sport is so gone. It's so lost.
Mike, it's changed. It's evolved, okay? Hey, newsflash, they don't wear leather helmets anymore.
Right. TJ, we have integrated the sport. Please.
Speaking of helmets, they will also have the intercoms in the helmets now. So thank you, Connor.
Michigan's gift.
Yes.
You know what? Michigan's latest gift after they invented the night game.
Yes. You now have helmet communications for everyone.
And that's the great lights. The lights that flash on and off during a touchdown. That's only happens there.
It's not like Georgia or Alabama had ever done that before.
Ever.
Do you know they actually invented the pregame banner?
Let me give you the final
forward
matchup.
Pass, touchdown, and touchdown celebrations.
The final first ever matchup, Saturday, October 19th. NC State will travel to California.
I just, you know what, Kenny, it's all you. I'll shut up.
So if this was a non-conference game, you would be okay with this?
No. No, I wouldn't.
Because I remember when MSU traveled out to Cal.
Yeah, how'd that go? They got their asses kicked.
They still went out there and they enjoyed their time.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they did.
Because they made my Saturday night miserable.
Well,
Otis Riley's pick six was all I had.
Mark Dell had fun. And that's all that really matters.
To hell with him, too. I hate everything. This game is lost.
David, those are your seven first ever matchups in college football.
And David, I'm here for all seven of them.
So am I.
Life is
reruns of Martin.
Life is evolving. Mike.
Everybody hates Chris. Followed.
They cut away from the game to show your replays of the Sinbad show.
And that
what
is...
the hell? Where's the post game?
Your college football.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, you missed anything, Odyssey.com Rewind. Cash Ticket is back. Previews every single day, every conference, every team. We'll get to the NFL starting next week. David, before we go to Ticket Text, fun note, right? We were just talking about Rico's new college football and these never-before-seen matchups, most of which no one wants to see.
Hey.
Stanford is going to travel this season as a member of the Atlantic Coast Conference. What ocean are they on? Oh, that'd be the Pacific.
It's Atlantic-ish.
Mm-hmm.
It's all connected.
Yeah, if you had a map from 1300.
Dude, water's water.
Here we go. They will travel 25,000 miles this season. Mm-hmm. That is the circumference of Earth. Hold on. Here's Rico calculating an excuse for that.
No, see, I look at it as Stanford is highly educated, and they're going to take this time to really, you know, see what the Earth is all about because they're going to travel the circumference.
And let me give you a nuanced, friendly response.
I mean, think about this, Mike.
Yes.
It's new traditions that are started, and new traditions are always started with that first time. Think about it. You didn't embrace the Land-Grant Trophy when it first happened, but now
I'm going to be upfront with you.
Now, when Michigan State and Penn State play, everything stops.
No, I didn't know it existed when I got to school there. Then you see a picture of it, and you're like, "What is that monstrosity? And where did they build?"
It was manufactured, but
right, it's an atrocity.
But it had to happen.
So here's a question. Just go around the room, and then we're done. I just would love to know, and I know my answer. Who, like Michigan or Michigan State or Kenny, if you're Georgia, who's a matchup you've always wanted to see and we've never played him? And think about it before you answer. You got to make sure you never played him now. Now, if it was 1953 and you played him once, I'll allow it. But like, I'll give you a great example. People will be like, I can't believe Mike didn't say LSU. He loves Death Valley. Well, we did play them. We got destroyed in a bowl game, the Independence Bowl. Thanks, Nick Saban.
Okay, yeah, I would say, can we at least say the last 30 years you haven't played them?
Sure.
Okay.
I have mine, because I already looked it up.
Who is it?
It's Michigan facing LSU. We have not done that.
Well, no, because you'd never take the game. You would never travel.
That wasn't even part of
one of mine actually did happen. It was
you'd buy out of that so fast.
One of mine actually just recently happened. It was Miami. Like, I really wanted to see them go and play the Hurricane.
The infamous Mel Tucker shorts game.
Right.
Yeah.
But I would say probably either Texas or Oklahoma. I don't know if they played them.
No. No way.
Yeah, I can't recall them playing either one of those teams.
I'd love to play Texas Tech. Just because I'm fascinated by that place. I'd like an excuse to go to Lubbock.
Michael
Kenny.
Blackman. Mine originally, I know they just played, obviously, but mine originally would have been Michigan because they hadn't played until the playoff until 1965. Ooh. So that would have been mine, but until recently.
Okay, that's out. Who?
I'm still researching
here. A lot of
here.
Teams has traveled. They do play big matchups. They went to Okie State when Stafford was there.
That's the problem I'm running into with Georgia's because they actually travel around the country every so often.
They'll play some people. Yes. Now, even if it's neutral site and it's down the road at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, they do play people, but like, who would it be? What's an out of conference, like, what would that matchup be? Because in the old days, Michigan used to play anyone, anywhere, anytime. Amp Lee came up here with Florida State. They played the big dogs. Like, Michigan State for a long time was on a pattern of self-destruction. Perlis would schedule Jimmy Johnson in Miami for no reason. Who would it be, Kenny?
Trying to think. For Kenny?
I mean,
Georgia?
It's just, I don't know.
Like I say, or another
game. I'd love
game.
To see State play Ole Miss.
I was going to say, have they played Ole Miss?
No.
Or you play Mississippi State?
No, thank you.
MSU versus MSU?
I mean, the farm school jokes just write themselves. seriously. David, ticket text coming in. What do we got?
Ticket text here says, the one Big Ten new matchup I will enjoy seeing is Oregon going to Purdue. It's a top five team to lose at that cursed place.
Rossade Stadium, where the press box is bigger than the rest of the stadium.
Yeah, but for some reason, man, that is a place where top teams just go to die.
Yeah, sign Mel Tuck.
I don't know what is more sad, the ACC being on the WB, or you all can name the shows that are on the top. That's Charles.
I was a child of the 90s.
How you living?
Pre-game show brought to you by Arsenio Hall.
Q, Stanford is actually Friday night on ESPN, so you don't have to worry about the shows before.
I also don't have to watch that. You know what that's going to be? That's going to be a Jim Costa game. That'll be one where that goofball does one of his Costa locks on that repugnant matchup.
Maybe. David, I could sing the beginning of the Wayans Brothers, but probably shouldn't.
No, please. We need all the drops we could get. Come on. Hit it. All right, go ahead.
Someone says change the ACC to the SWC, the Saltwater Conference. That's the only way that makes sense.
Yeah, it's water.
Doesn't the ACC have their own network? LOL, why can't I watch 227?
No, the ACC network was a complete disaster. It's a terrible media deal. It's not available on a vast majority of providers. It was a boondoggle. It was chaos. It was like the Longhorn Network when Texas tried it. It was a failed state. And again, this is what the sport is all about. It's only about TV. Nothing matters.
Has MSU played or Michigan played Virginia Tech?
I will let you know momentarily.
I don't believe. Well, no. Michigan did. Michigan played that awful VTech team in the bowl game.
Sure did. 2012.
Okay.
Yeah, remember, we won.
That was supposed to be Boise State, but they took VTech instead.
Oh, okay.
You know, TV sets.
But Michigan State has not.
No.
Okay.
That'd be great. Why not lose down at McLean Stadium? That's all we do is lose.
You said that, hey, they're not going down to Coral Gables and beating Miami until they did.
I said it was a measuring stick game.
No,
let's
you
be
said,
fair.
No, you said that the quarterback, I forgot the time, was going to
time out
paraphrase.
The kid from Houston.
Yeah.
But hold on. Then my guy, Drew Beasley,
right,
ripped his shoulder out.
Right. But you
and
said
threw his arm in the stands.
To paraphrase, he was going to
be careful.
Punch him in the face.
Got it. Much safer than probably what I said.
Right.
Much safer.
I was holding my breath, man.
Get on that button.
Face.
Yeah. Relax.
And it didn't happen.
Listen, I love Drew Beasley.
As Kenny would say, orbital ramming speed.
Beasley was my guy, and he did a Leonard Marshall on Joe Montana to that kid and murdered him.
They could go down to Virginia Tech, Enter Sandman.
I'd love to see it. That'd be fun. Until the intros are done and we're down 30. Go ahead, David.
Or I know it wouldn't be fun.
What?
Kenny would love it. Kenny, has MSU played Georgia?
Yeah, in a bowl game twice.
Oh,
once
you're
where
right.
Stafford
yeah,
decapitated
right. They beat
us.
Yeah.
And then once after we got effed out of the BCS, we went to the Outback Bowl and beat him on the
triple
block
overtime.
Field goal.
Yeah.
Terrell Worthy blocked the kick.
Will Golston had a big game.
He hot!
Broken clock is right twice. Had a great game that day. Cemented it with a sack. Go ahead, David.
It's only one of his collegiate career.
Someone's saying, how can you keep forgetting out the Jamie Foxx show? That's coming on before NC State in California.
That's right. Nothing says get wet your whistle.
Another one for you, Rico.
We got episodes of Moesha before Syracuse and Stanford.
Nice pull.
Sister.
Another good pull. Wow.
Let's go back and forth.
Family Guy.
Can you imagine a league so destitute you end up on the WB? Do they still have the cartoon frog with the top hat doing the intro?
I'm assuming so. That's Paul Sarah.
First of all, it's not a network anymore. But if they did, I think the frog would be gone.
Or is it now CW?
It is a CW.
So now we get Dawson's Creek.
We get 90210.
Right.
This one's for you, Rico.
Party of Five.
Vampire Diaries or whatever that thing was. I don't know.
Melrose?
Oh, this sport is so dead.
Go ahead. Can't wait to see Hawaii in the SEC next year. Thanks, Rico.
Yeah, exactly. Hawaii joins the Patriot League. They have road games at Lafayette and Colgate.
So long as the Big Ten doesn't take Army or Navy, I'm in for it.
Someone's asking, has MSU played Tennessee?
No. Not in modern. I bet you there's something back in the 50s they may have. I'd love to see it, though. Neyland Stadium's on the bucket list. I got to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're off the water, too.
They are. That's another one. And, oddly enough, their district will be done before ours. Did you see the Neyland Stadium district?
I got faith.
The renderings are gorgeous.
Is that opening this season?
LED roof.
Okay, here's the thing. I plan on going down there and watching a lot of overflow Lions games in the district and Pistons and Red Wings games right after I eat at Houston's.
MSU and Tennessee have not faced each other before.
I'd love to see that.
Now, you know what? That would be a game, win or lose, I just want to go to the state. Kind of like when I went to Husky State. It's just I want to see all the
You
orange.
Executed one of the greatest game day capers we've ever seen. You didn't bring a bag. You had no luggage.
Craziest thing I've ever heard.
How the air marshals didn't stop you. Sir, where are your bags? I don't have any. He flies to Husky Stadium, takes public transportation from the airport to the game, watches game, state, orbital ram, back public transportation, back to airport, back home. Done. No bags.
Not going to Ford Field, not going to Spartan Stadium, Seattle.
One of the greatest capers we've ever seen. For a guy who doesn't have a private plane, one of the greatest things. I go, wait a second, you did this in the same day? Yeah, I didn't even bring a bag. What? And they got killed.
That fuck.
That was Rico when he got back. That was Rico Monday at 2. Real energized.
You know?
Mr. Dangerous. There's Rico after his 24-hour bender.
I almost did the same thing for the Niners-Rams championship game.
Just boom, boom?
I almost. But thank God I didn't because I would have been in jail.
Okay, then. Oh, Sonoris Lenoris. No, oh, tart. No. Jaquiski Tart. Mm-hmm. He pulled a Vildor. Mm-hmm. He got Vildored. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for that. That was a tremendous segment. All right.
Kerrigan all over again.
Oh, was that you?
No, I would have been waiting for him. Yeah.
Oh, you would have pulled. It wasn't Galuli who hit her in the knee.
It was.
No, it was Lance, wasn't it?
No, it was Galuli.
Who hit Nancy Kerrigan's knee?
It was Jeff Galuli, I thought.
I thought it was Shane Lentz.
No.
All right, whatever. They're all goofballs. 248-539-9797. That was at Joe Louis Arena, correct?
Correct.
Okay. A little bit of history there. Mm-hmm. All right, Lions signed Count Basie. Your thoughts. One note, too, on what Jeremy just said. Why are we even still pitching Scooble at this point? Just shut it down.
You know what? I didn't think about that until you said, you know, it's 40 games left. And, yeah, there's really no point of putting any wear and tear on his arm. I'm not going to win anything.
I just don't care anymore. But, hey, it's baseball. 41 games left.
Tarek, you want to start your vacation early. Go ahead. Don't worry about it.
It's the weird part about baseball, isn't it?
Yeah.
So much time left in this
season. Just do the Irish goodbye. Just go ahead and leave. We won't say a word. Just grab your stuff. Hop in the car.
Boy, the jokes write themselves sometimes. That might be me tomorrow. All right. Let's get into this. There are reports, and I think it's very valuable for Lions fans to pay attention to this. There are reports that there is a deal in place where San Francisco is going to send disgruntled, electric wide receiver Brandon Ayuk to the Pittsburgh Steelers. There is a deal in place. Now, that's kind of a weird way to say, well, then why isn't the deal done? Well, A, you got to have a deal with assets in place. Then there has to be a contractual agreement. This is why when guys like Ayuk demand a trade, it's not that simple. Because mm-hmm. it's not just compensation, it's money too. Here's my question. And I can't ask Rico this because he's too invested. And it's hard to ask Lion fans this because they're too invested. So I'm the perfect candidate for this. But it's really about David. David, if the Niners deal Brandon Ayuk, I don't care about your team.
Yeah.
If they deal Ayuk, are they still a contender in the NFC?
Yes.
They are.
I do believe.
Okay. They're still a contender, but are they still the top of the charts?
No.
Where do they fall to?
They're still number one, but it's much closer really? with the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
Much closer.
I guess I view the Niners, they're still going to be really good, but they're a mess. You've already got McCaffrey hurt. You got Trent Williams holding out. You got Ayuk who hates his life. I don't know, man.
But it's funny because last year I was told Ayuk's not that good of a receiver. Now,
who said that?
Why? Not you.
Oh, all right.
But Lyons, oh, he's not that good of a receiver.
Well,
and now, you know, the team's going to fall apart.
Well, there's something you said, Mike, that has me worried about it. It's because I think what brings them together in the end is all Christian McCaffrey. With his injury, though, that could slow them down.
Calf strains are
that matters. See, because I think I understand what you're saying. They're all over the place right now. Kyle Shanahan, Brandon Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey, didn't say a former teammate last week or so about his team. There's a lot going on the defensive side. I think the glue, though, is Christian McCaffrey.
See, I would say for me, it's Greenlaw and Warner. So long as they are there,
fair.
I feel better about this team. It's like Greenlaw goes down in the Super Bowl. That was it. Nobody talked about that. But when he ran out on the field and popped his Achilles,
it changed it. Yeah.
Kansas City hadn't crossed the 50 while he was playing.
Hate to see it.
But I hate you. But yes, with McCaffrey, with Trent Williams, like there's a lot of things going on. I just think Trent doesn't want to do training camp. And he's just kind of finding ways to not show up. And then all of a sudden the week before, oh, I'm going to go ahead and sign this deal.
I just think the problem is, if Ayuk is gone, look, that's 1,300 receiving yards, and it's their deep threat. It is a guy Purdy has a real connection with. And I love Deebo Samuel, but I can't count on Ricky Pearsall as a rookie. Kittle's always hurt. Deebo gets dinged up a lot. And if CMC's already hurt, I just feel like it would move the Niners. Certainly they're a contender. I still think it's a three-team race. It's the Lions, the Packers, the Niners. But I would actually move the Niners to the third spot. I think Ayuk is a game changer.
Right. See, and the reason why I would leave them at one is just, like I said, it's not the off, it's the defense. Because of the three teams, they would have the better defense of the three teams, the best defense of the
three. That part I agree with.
And the reason why I still have them number one, and it could change as the season goes along, the factor of Jameson Williams to me, that's why I can't put the Lions number one yet.
Just believe.
Because I need to see where his impact is on this
And offense. David, for me, if they do, you guys give the Niners two first-round picks, what I'm asking for.
What do you
for?
Think the real compensation is? If they have a deal in place right now, what no, the hell is no, no, the compensation?
I think Pittsburgh sent a deal there, and I think the Niners are looking at this like, come on, add a little bit more onto this thing.
No, I don't think we're giving up more than a second-round selection.
And that's what I'm saying. At this point, that deal is just going to sit on this desk, and he's going to show up to camp. He's going to show up. Because we're not going to sign this thing. Because if it were there, they would have signed it. Like I said, they were trying to get Amari Cooper. Now, I think if they move him, Mike, I think for the Niners, they're going to be looking to see if there's a wide receiver that gets cut, an older guy that you can squeeze one more year out of, and you can fill into that spot.
See, here's the thing with this whole thing. I think it's up to Brandon Ayuk. I think the teams have agreed to the deal already.
Yeah, no.
Brandon Ayuk has turned down a deal to the Patriots. They were going to give him more than $30 million a year, and he turned down a deal to Cleveland Browns. I think it's all on him.
See, David, from what I've read, it's not. I think that his people worked out this deal. Pittsburgh's worked out this deal.
Ooh, I found
But San Francisco
somebody.
Is not really feeling this deal.
I found somebody you could use.
Just go ahead, two first-rounders. Go ahead.
Hold on. You've wanted a wide receiver back in this deal, and you don't want Pickens. What about Van Jefferson? He was good for the Rams. He's a good younger player. He's a role player.
Okay.
He could table set for Pearsall. It's Van and some draft compensation.
I would take that.
About late in the year, you hope Pearsall's more part of the offense, okay, but so Van Jefferson
I'll take
can be
Van
now.
Van Jefferson in a first round.
Not a first round selection. Oh, I'm not giving that up. I'm Scott Harris here. Okay, I'm being a little bit.
Okay, listen. Yeah. Bottom line, Ayuk to the Steelers. I'm in full support of it. Makes the Lions' job easier.
But no, I'd take Van Jefferson back. First round selection.
This
wide receiver room in Pittsburgh is a real punch bowl.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Pickens, Van Jefferson, Calvin Austin, Des Fitzpatrick.
Woo, exciting.
Roman Wilson.
Yeah.
Wes Watkins. I mean, why?
Wilson's already dealing with an injury, so.
What is this? Yikes, David.
Exciting times.
That's all right. You could be a Giants fan.
Someone's texting and saying he's not worth a first round pick, let alone two. First round picks.
Rico. Yeah, but Rico's got every right to demand that because they don't have to trade the guy, you ding-a-lings.
I mean, it's. And that's what I'm saying. I've always been told he's not that good. Oh, but if you trade him, your team's going to fall apart.
I do think he's a moron. There was a deal to Cleveland. He would have gotten paid and joined a Super Bowl-type team. He's an idiot. Oh, I don't want to play in cold weather. Wah.
Right, but I'm just saying, but Detroiters kill me with that. Well, he's no good, but if you lose him, your team's going to fall apart. Yeah, he can't.
Right, he's good enough that the Browns are willing to trade Amari Cooper. Go ahead, David.
A couple more suggestions of games. Someone saying for Michigan or Michigan State, it would be Mizzou. Want to see them.
MSU played Missouri.
I think Michigan's also played Missouri.
Which bowl game was that?
It wasn't. It was a couple days after 9/11. It was the canceled game. Oh, they were supposed to play Mizzou at Spartan Stadium.
And they played them at the end of the year.
Yeah. And remember, they canceled that game. And then like 2 weeks later, Notre Dame was there and it was the whiteout. And remember that plane flew like super low over Spartan Stadium and everyone freaked out?
Yeah.
And then...
No, that wasn't...
Then they played Mizzou at the end of the year in December. They came back up and played.
Right. No, because I thought they played Notre Dame right after.
That's what I'm saying. And it scared the living hell out of everybody because normally stadiums like airspace, you can't fly low over a stadium. Mm-hmm. Long story short, yes, they played Mizzou. They played them twice. They played them down in Columbia, too.
You're right.
Daughter went to Tennessee. Neyland is incredible to watch a game.
Just wait for the volunteer district. It's going to be awesome. I don't think they've played him. I'd love that. The problem is when we play him, Keeneland wouldn't be open. So you couldn't do the double dip of a Kroger Field Kentucky football game at night, but Keeneland by day. They're only open in October. But I would love to see it. That'd be amazing.
They have faced each other. Michigan State twice have beaten them.
Who, Kentucky?
Yes.
When?
1946 and 1947. All
right. That may have been a different type of party. All right. Let's get to business. Get some football in the mix.
Have they played Cincinnati?
You know what? It's called Google. All right. Lions signed Count Basie. Your thoughts. One note, too, on what Jeremy just said. Why are we even still pitching Scooble at this point? Just shut it down.
You know what? I didn't think about that until you said, you know, it's 40 games left. And, yeah, there's really no point in putting any wear and tear on his arm. I'm not going to win anything.
I just don't care anymore. But, hey, it's baseball. 41 games left.
Tarek, you want to start your vacation early? Go ahead. Don't worry about it.
It's the weird part about baseball, isn't it?
Yeah.
So much time left in this
season. Just do the Irish goodbye. Just go ahead and leave. We won't say a word. Just grab your stuff, hop in the car.
Boy, the jokes write themselves sometimes. That might be me tomorrow. All right. Let's get into this. There are reports, and I think it's very valuable for Lions fans to pay attention to this. There are reports that there is a deal in place where San Francisco is going to send disgruntled electric wide receiver Brandon Ayuk to the Pittsburgh Steelers. There is a deal in place. Now, that's kind of a weird way to say, well, then why isn't the deal done? Well, A, you got to have a deal with assets in place. Then there has to be a contractual agreement. This is why when guys like Ayuk demand a trade, it's not that simple because it's not just compensation, it's money too. Here's my question. And I can't ask Rico this because he's too invested. And it's hard to ask Lion fans this because they're too invested. So I'm the perfect candidate for this. But it's really about David. David, if the Niners deal Brandon Ayuk, I don't care about your team.
Yeah.
If they deal Ayuk, are they still a contender in the NFC?
Yes.
They are.
I do believe.
Okay. They're still a contender, but are they still the top of the charts?
No.
Where do they fall to?
They're still number one, but it's much closer with the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
Much closer.
I guess I view the Niners. They're still going to be really good, but they're a mess. You've already got McCaffrey hurt. You got Trent Williams holding out. You got Ayuk who hates his life. I don't know, man.
But it's funny because last year I was told Ayuk's not that good of a receiver. Now,
who said that?
Not you.
Oh, all right.
But Lions, he's not that good of a receiver.
Well,
and now, you know, the team's going to fall apart.
Well, there's something you said, Mike, that has me worried about it. It's because I think what brings them together in the end is all Christian McCaffrey. With his injury, though, that could slow them down.
Calf strains are
that matters because I think it, I understand what you're saying. They're all over the place right now. Kyle Shanahan, Brandon Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey, didn't say a former teammate last week or so about his team. There's a lot going on the defensive side. I think the glue, though, is Christian McCaffrey.
See, I would say, for me, it's Greenlaw and Warner. So long as they are there, I feel better about this team. It's like Greenlaw goes down in the Super Bowl. That was it. Nobody talked about that. But when he ran out on the field and popped his Achilles,
it changed it. Yeah.
Kansas City hadn't crossed the 50 while he was playing.
Hate to see it.
But I hate you. But yes, with McCaffrey, with Trent Williams, like there's a lot of things going on. I just think Trent doesn't want to do training camp. And he's just kind of finding ways to not show up. And then all of a sudden the week before, oh, I'm going to go ahead and sign this deal.
I just think the problem is, if Ayuk is gone, look, that's 1,300 receiving yards, and it's their deep threat. It is a guy Purdy has a real connection with. And I love Deebo Samuel, but I can't count on Ricky Pearsall as a rookie. Kittle's always hurt. Deebo gets dinged up a lot. And if CMC's already hurt, I just feel like it would move the Niners. Certainly, they're a contender. I still think it's a three-team race. It's the Lions, the Packers, the Niners. But I would actually move the Niners to the third spot. I think Ayuk is a game changer.
Right. See, and the reason why I would leave them at one is just, like I said, it's not the off, it's the defense. Because of the three teams, they would have the better defense of the three teams, the best defense of the
three. That part I agree with.
And the reason why I still have them number one, and it could change as the season goes along, the factor of Jameson Williams to me, that's why I can't put the Lions number one yet.
Just believe.
Because I need to see where his impact is on this
And David, for me, if they do, you guys give the Niners 2 first-round picks, what I'm asking for.
What do
for?
You think the real compensation is? If they have a deal in place right now, what the hell is the compensation?
I think Pittsburgh sent a deal there, and I think the Niners are looking at this like, come on, add a little bit more onto this thing.
No, I don't think we're giving up more than a second-round selection.
And that's what I'm saying. At this point, that deal is just going to sit on this desk, and he's going to show up to camp. He's going to show up. Because we're not going to sign this thing. Because if it were there, they would have signed it. Like I said, they were trying to get Amari Cooper. Now, I think if they move him, Mike, I think for the Niners, they're going to be looking to see if there's a wide receiver that gets cut, an older guy that you can squeeze one more year out of, and you can fill into that spot.
See, here's the thing with this whole thing. I think it's up to Brandon Ayuk. I think the teams have agreed to the deal already.
Yeah, no.
Brandon Ayuk has turned down a deal to the Patriots. They were going to give him more than $30 million a year, and he turned down a deal to Cleveland Browns. I think it's all on him.
See, David, from what I've read, it's not. I think that his people worked out this deal. Pittsburgh's worked out this deal.
Ooh, I found
But San
somebody.
Francisco is not really feeling this deal.
I found somebody you could use.
Just go ahead, 2 first-rounders. Go ahead.
Hold on. You've wanted a wide receiver back in this deal, and you don't want Pickens. What about Van Jefferson? He was good for the Rams. He's a good younger player. He's a role player.
Okay.
He could table set for Pearsall. It's Van and some draft compensation.
I would take that.
About late in the year, you hope Pearsall's more of a more part of the offense,
okay, but so Van Jefferson can be now. Van Jefferson in a first-round pick?
Not a first-round selection. Oh, I'm not giving that up. I'm Scott Harris here, okay? I'm being a little bit...
Okay, listen, bottom line. Ayuk to the Steelers. I'm in full support of it. Makes the Lions' job easier.
But no, I'd take Van Jefferson back. First-round selection.
This
wide receiver room in Pittsburgh is a real punch bowl.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Pickens, Van Jefferson, Calvin Austin, Dez Fitzpatrick.
Ooh, exciting.
Roman Wilson.
Yeah.
Wes Watkins. I mean, what?
Wilson's already dealing with an injury, so.
What is this? Yikes, David.
Exciting times.
That's all right. You could be a Giants fan.
Someone's texting and saying he's not worth a first-round pick, let alone 2 first-round picks.
Rico? Yeah, but Rico's got every right to demand that because they don't have to trade the guy, you ding-a-lings.
I mean, and that's what I'm saying. I've always been told he's not that good. Oh, but if you trade him, your team's going to fall apart.
I do think he's a moron. There was a deal to Cleveland. He would have gotten paid and joined a Super Bowl-type team. He's an idiot. Oh, I don't want to play in cold weather. Wah.
Right, but I'm just saying, but Detroiters kill me with that. Well, he's no good, but if you lose him, your team's going to fall apart.
He's good enough that the Browns are willing to trade Amari Cooper. Go ahead, David.
A couple more suggestions of games Someone saying for Michigan or Michigan State, it would be Mizzou. Want to see them.
MSU played Missouri.
I think Michigan's also played Missouri.
Which bowl game was that?
It wasn't. It was a couple days after 9/11. It was the canceled game.
Oh.
They were supposed to play Mizzou at Spartan Stadium.
And they played them at the end of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. And remember, they canceled that game. And then like 2 weeks later, Notre Dame was there and it was the whiteout. And remember that plane flew like super low over Spartan Stadium and everyone freaked out?
Yeah.
And then.
No, it wasn't. No.
Then they played Mizzou at the end of the year in December. They came back up and played.
Right. No, because I thought they played Notre Dame right after.
That's what I'm saying.
And the plane, yeah.
And it scared the living hell out of everybody because normally stadiums, like airspace, you can't fly low over a stadium. Mm-hmm. Long story short, yes, they played Mizzou. They played them twice. They played them down in Columbia, too.
You're right.
Daughter went to Tennessee. Neyland is incredible to watch a game.
Just wait for the Volunteer District. It's going to be awesome. I don't think they've played them. I'd love that. The problem is when we play them, Keeneland wouldn't be open. So you couldn't do the double dip of a Kroger Field Kentucky football game at night, but Keeneland by day. They're only open in October. But I would love to see it. That'd be amazing.
They have faced each other. Michigan State twice have beaten them.
Who, Kentucky?
Yes.
When?
1946 and 1947.
All right.
That may have been a different type of party. All right. Let's get to business. Get some football in the mix.
Have they played Cincinnati?
You know what? It's called Google.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.